I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show, and I love this show because every year we get to sit down with trucking's top rookie. If you're not familiar with it, the Mike O'Connell Memorial Trucking's Top Rookie Contest is partnership between Randall Riley, a publisher of Overdrive and Truckers News, Truckload Carriers Association, Commercial Vehicle Training Association, Rand McNally, Shell Rotella, Pilot Flying J, Progressive Commercial Insurance, National Association of Publicly Funded Driving Schools, American Trucking Associations, and yes, we at Red Eye Radio get to have some fun with it as well. And if you've been following along at Overdrive and at Randall Riley Publications, you know that back in July, what they did is they narrowed it down to 10 finalists for Trucking's Top Rookie, and we are proud to announce that we have with us the winner, Frederick Weatherspoon of Dartco, Inc. Frederick, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
And you're a Dart driver. We have, in fact, I think we've got a terminal not just a few miles from here, don't we, a Dart terminal?
Yes,
yeah.
Sure do.
So this is great. How long have you been on with Dart now?
9 months.
9 months.
Yes.
What made you want to get into trucking?
Homer. No, I'm just kidding. I started my driving career actually as a special needs school bus driver in Spartanburg, South Carolina. McCarthy Tesler, loved the school, loved the kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, I figured I'd take it a notch higher. And I had spoke to a lot of truck drivers at truck stops and or whatever in passing, and they said a lot of positive things, especially about Dart. And I decided to go to a truck driving school, Dally's Truck Driving School, Buford, Georgia.
Yeah.
And I passed, got my CDLs, and then got picked up by Dart, and I haven't looked back ever since. It's been beautiful.
Wow. And they are a great company.
Yes, sir.
You know, and it's just, I mean, I can go back. I know so many drivers that have been on with Dart over the years, and one driver, a friend of mine that was there for, he's retired now, but he was there for many, many years, and that's a testament to how great they are. And also a great driving school that you went to. Speak about that experience. For those who haven't gone through that experience, truck driving school, what was it like for you?
Well, truck driving school, I want to say that Rick, the chief of the school training, was a retired military personnel, so we related right away.
Yeah.
And that, I think that helped, and I like that the strict discipline and direction that they were guiding us. They, ensured that we knew every maneuver that we were supposed to do, the safety regulations, pre-check, post-check, inspections that we should be doing, and just, we're really thorough on making sure that each driver or student at the time followed through on what they needed to accomplish.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been talking. I think that's been maybe a common thread here recently on our show and also here at GATS is that, you know, we need more people who have served in the military to get behind the wheel because we realize that that discipline of getting out there, doing the job, taking that pride in the job that you're doing is a common thread that you have from your military experience. So it's really great to see folks like you that come into trucking because it really gives us, you know, solid ground to stand on for the future. And it's just great to have you as trucking's top rookie, courtesy of Overdrive Magazine. But when you reached out to Dart and that started that conversation, what was that like? Because I think a lot of folks, and we've been talking, you know, on and off on the air about military choosing trucking as their next career, former military now going into trucking. What was that like? You finished the school and you reach out to Dart. What was that experience like?
It was really great, and I have to really thank my recruiter, Sonny Villagran, the station here in the Dallas area office. She answered all my questions better than anyone, and she really, really seemed like she was going out of the way to help me and to answer any further questions I may have had.
Yeah, you know, it's great because I know it has to be a little bit, you know, you're making a career choice, so you're making a career change, and you're coming out, you know, and being former military, you want to be on solid ground as well.
Yes,
so
sir.
I know that you did your homework and chose the right company, and I can tell you right now from experience talking to other drivers, I know that you did. And here's what you have won. This is just incredible. By the way, the finalists were presented with more than $25,000 in cash and prizes, and that ceremony here at the Great American Trucking Show, just amazing. You, as the winner, received a $10,000 check which is just amazing. Yes. I love it. An interview, of course, here on Red Eye Radio that we're doing right now. And really, you can't put a price on that, can you?
No, sir. Can't put a price on it.
We love that they include us, and we get to have fun and promote this. A custom plaque from the Award Company of America, a Road Pro Getting Started Living on the Go package, $1,000 cash, and 100,000 My Rewards points from Pilot Flying J. That's just awesome. Yes. A GPS unit and Motor Carrier Road Atlas from Rand McNally. A dash camera from Cobra Electronics. An American Trucking Association's Trucking Moves America Forward pack. And that's just a great pack. I've seen that. The remaining, and just much more. And by the way, the remaining nine finalists will each be awarded $1,000 in cash and other prizes as well, because we want to, and I know my friends at Randall Riley would certainly repeat this, we want to make sure that they all know how important they are to the future of this industry. What was it like when you found out just a short time ago that you were the winner?
I really don't know if I could put it in the proper perspective or words right now, but I'm so honored, so honored. It's just a great feeling. I was happy to be a finalist.
Yeah.
I think that was just the ultimate and awesome deal right there. And I was giddy the whole time to think that, wow, I could win this. You know, and I was thinking that, you know, it would be great because there's a lot of things I could do for my family.
Yeah.
You know,
to
help
me
kick start some things.
Yeah. You know, and that's the great thing too. And we know too that, you know, when you're military, you look to get into something that you join the military in part because it's a calling. And we've always said that truck driving, it's a certain breed of folks that are dedicated, that are disciplined, and also in part see that as a calling,
you know,
to go out and do something that America needs. Because as former military, we can never repay you for your service to this country, because you're the backbone of our national defense. And when you look at trucking, you're the backbone of this economy now.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's what it comes down to. And we love that, Frederick, you received this award, and we wish you all the best. What's beyond the Great American Trucking Show for you? Getting back on the road, going back to work?
Getting back to work Monday morning, right early.
There you go.
Don't
waste,
don't waste
a minute. That's right. That's right. Well, it's just great to talk to you. Congratulations on behalf of Overdrive and all of the sponsors and all of us at Red Eye Radio. It's well-deserved, and we know that you're going to help carry the torch for the next generation. Get out there and spread the good word. Congratulations once again.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.